Palestinian leader Abbas uses UN address to attack Israeli arrogance, aggression. By Simon Kent on September 27, 2019. Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas used an address at the United Nations on Thursday to condemn what he called Israel's arrogance and aggression while promising to keep paying stipends to the families of slain Palestinian terrorists. He also urged the world body to intervene in the Middle East by directing a two-state solution to the decades-long conflict, promising Palestinians. Abbas made his remarks in the morning session of the 74th General Debate at UN headquarters in New York City. In them, he warned of a potential religious war and vowed Palestinians will not surrender, no matter the circumstances and no matter the pain. The PA leader said Palestinians were victims in need of liberation. Has the time not come for the emancipation of the Palestinian people and their freedom from this injustice, oppression and occupation? He asked. Abbas condemned Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for arrogantly planning to annex Palestinian areas in the Jordan Valley and northern Dead Sea. We reject entirely and completely this plan, he said. It is our right to defend our rights by all possible means regardless of consequences while remaining committed to international law and combating terrorism. Abbas pushed for full PA membership to the United Nations and asked for help with peace negotiations. He also blamed the United States for supporting Israel and relocating the U.S. Embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, a move he termed a blatant provocation. Jerusalem will remain the eternal capital of Palestine regardless of any schemes or actions, he said, choosing to ignore the fact some of Judaism's holiest sites are located in the West Bank and Eastern Jerusalem, including the Temple Mount and Western Wall in Jerusalem, the Tomb of the Patriarchs and Matriarchs in Hebron, and Joseph's Tomb in Nablus. Trump's peace plan, he added, is rejected. Abbas also vowed to keep funding the families of Palestinian prisoners in Israel and slain terrorists, praising them as our honorable martyrs, courageous prisoners and wounded heroes. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu declined his opportunity to speak at the world body, instead opting to remain in Israel to try and form a coalition government after last week's Knesset elections. UPI contributed to this story. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.